honesty, passion, experience. It's Timberwolves Explosion, hosted on the Paladino Live Network. And now, your host, Paladino Joey. Hello again, Timberwolves fans. Are you ready for the explosion of Timberwolves basketball? I'm your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Owygen. Timberwolves Explosion is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps and no longer a part of the Basketball Podcast Network. Apparently, the Basketball Podcast Network and the Pigskin Podcast Network are no more. They basically ceased operations just in time for me to finish Timberwolves Explosion, basically. It was like the same day, it was like the day before April Fool's, basically. So it was not an April Fool's joke. The email came out basically as I finished the last Timberwolves Explosion. So I'm moving to Anchor, just like my two other podcasts, Freedom of Thought and Video Game Flashback, are already there. But yeah, it's kind of goofy. You have to open up a separate account for each frickin' podcast, so it's kind of dumb and stupid. I'm recording this mobile this time because, just certain, personal reasons, nothing crazy, nothing bad. Just want to get something out, basically. Want to get the blood flowing for the Anchor location. It kind of gets things going with Spotify. It literally gets the blood flowing. So this is a mobile version of Timberwolves Explosion. I've never done it before. I've only done them for Freedom of Thought on occasion, like little 5 to 10 minute, maybe 15 minute episodes, just little shorties for that. But it's kind of an announcement, of course, again, moving from the Pigskin Podcast Network. Well, Purple Mafia is also doing that, but that one has not officially moved to Anchor yet, unfortunately. So it kind of is what it is. Brave the Wild will remain because the Hockey Podcast Network is the flagship. It's the main affiliate for the network, and they were always the main thing. So they're strong, they're hanging on, and Brave the Wild will remain there. It'll be the only show with regular ads, though I do believe Timberwolves Explosion and Purple Mafia will definitely be strong enough to have ads via the Anchor/Spotify for podcasters is what it is now. Yet it's still kind of Anchor, it's the same thing set up, but it's 100% Spotify basically now. So again, kind of encouraging people, if you're able to listen to the show, download, and listen to the show in its entirety on Spotify, if you can. Otherwise, if you prefer Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or anything like that, that's fine. I suppose Google Podcasts, I would just go with Spotify. What the heck, and it's really nice. It's kind of almost like another Apple Podcast in a way, in terms of quality. I might not agree with everything politically that Spotify or Apple has ever done, or Google, or any of them others, but it is what it is. We're all human beings. We don't agree with everything that's been done. I don't agree with podcasts or shows being taken off. I'm not a huge fan of that kind of stuff because, how dare he have his own opinion, I don't agree with that kind of stuff, but you'll hear more of that kind of conversation on the Freedom of Thought podcast. If you don't want to listen to it, that's totally fine. Stick with Timberwolves Explosion. Stick with sports. And, yesterday was an abomination. The Timberwolves were 19-point favorites over the Blazers and found a way to lose. You hear about that more on this week's show, of course, coming up on Friday. But being it's Monday evening, and, some of us were basically told you can leave work early because there was there's just not enough work. Something major component was out, so it's like go home because it's just labor efficiency, it's common sense. So I figured take advantage of the situation. Now the Timberwolves Explosion is officially on Anchor again. Purple Mafia is not yet, but again, for some reason Pigskin Podcast Network didn't make it either. I don't know why, but I do think the guys being from Dylan and Kyle being from Vancouver, British Columbia, They're more hockey-centric, and that's what started everything anyway. Like I said, it's the flagship. It was the flagship network of the whole super network, the main network. So, obviously, their main focus is the Hockey Podcast Network, THPN. So, you'll hear about DraftKings and all that good stuff there. But these shows definitely have more than 100 listeners on Spotify. At least I believe so. But I'll need you to get on there if you can, just to kind of, again, help the show grow. And maybe it's kind of like starting over. I'm not sure with Spotify. It shouldn't be, but it might be, or I'll kind of get the blood flowing anyway, one way or another, getting an episode out. And apologize, there's not as whole as much basketball conversation. This is just kind of an Timberwolves explosion update. I might even have a short Purple Mafia one as well. The draft's coming up, but I'm not prepared for it yet, the NFL draft, so it'll be a similar thing there. But yeah, an abomination, a terrible performance, and highly recommend, maybe if you don't mind, as long as you like Mackie and Judd, they had an awesome rant talking about the whole situation with poor leadership on the court, not because of Mike Conley or Kyle Anderson or Anthony Edwards. Those guys do their job and do a great job. And, you know, you got the Terry Porter, Sam Mitchell, and the young rising star in Anthony Edwards. It's the other guy who is basically a big giant baby who complains all the time. And I don't know. And likes to give out speeches, and it's not really reflecting very well. Again, that's kind of a hint of what you're going to hear later on. I think a lot of Timberwolves fans are tired of it. And there were Facebook pages in the past, like not Flip to Finch. You don't see this kind of stuff on Flip to Finch, which is why I strongly endorse Scott Doherty and all the others. They're big fans of the team, and I think they're probably more apologetic of, you know, some of the members are more apologetic of players in the team than I am, but they're not as rah-rah as some of the others in the past. They used to just, it used to get annoying, like, yeah, look at Kat, that is awesome what he said. Ah, rah-rah, shut up. It's not that great. And I got tired of it. So, and the fans on those, some of those pages are like, I don't know. Like, they think Garnett's God. And they think Carl Anthony Towns is like, you know, Jesus, you know what I mean? Like, it's just whatever. and this guy's that, and that guy's this. I don't know. We're happy for him. You know, Zach LaVine's the Holy Spirit or something. You know, no, they're not. None of them are, regardless. But at the same time, I think there's better leaders on the team than some of those guys, honestly. I really do. And obviously, Zach LaVine's long gone anyway. With that said, thank you for listening, and we're going to definitely come back and have a very fun, entertaining show. Those of you that have said kind things about it, I can't thank you enough. You're awesome. And we'll come back and talk some more. This was just a quick kind of little update on the situation of the show, and again, get the blood flowing for Spotify, because apparently this new, you know, feed, so to speak, which, again, you don't have to unsubscribe or do anything crazy like that, but this new feed will get the blood flowing for Spotify in particular, and that was kind of the point today. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back on Friday, and go Timberwolves, get your head out of your ass, please.